Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Weekly Report. COVID authoritarians abuse children. Centers for Disease Control, CDC, Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky has recommended that children wear masks while playing. Her offered reason is to ensure COVID is not spread by heavy breathing of children near each other while around a soccer ball. Dr. Walensky's recommendation is one more example of COVID authoritarians' refusal to listen to the science. The science says no to lockdowns and masks. The masks are not blocking the very small viruses and heavy breathing. Dr. Walensky also ignores the science showing that wearing a mask while exercising or playing sports has negative health effects. Dr. Walensky's most outrageous disregard of science is ignoring the fact that children are statistically unlikely to be at risk of either spreading COVID or becoming very sick from it. Dr. Walensky's recommendation is one of many examples of how children are harmed by the overreaction to coronavirus. Many children have had their physical and mental health damaged because they cannot go to school, play with their friends, or even have a birthday party because of the lockdowns. Disappointingly, but not surprisingly, the two major teachers' unions, the National Education Association, the NEA, and the American Federation of Teachers, the AFT, have stood in the way of reopening schools. Teachers' union leaders have claimed that it is too dangerous for teachers to resume in-person instruction, even though adults are at little or no risk of getting COVID from children. Sadly, teachers' unions are disregarding the interests of children. Recently released emails show the CDC disregarded the science in favor of the AFT's restrictive guidance when developing recommendations concerning reopening schools. The negative effect of lockdowns and school closings for children have led many parents to consider alternatives to government schools. Some private schools have not just remained open, they have followed the science and not forced their children to wear masks. Many parents are also considering homeschooling. Homeschooling parents obviously can ensure their children are not forced to obey masks, social distancing, and other unscientific mandates. Parents interested in providing their children with quality education that emphasizes the ideas of liberty should consider my homeschooling curriculum. The Ron Paul curriculum provides students with a well-rounded education that includes rigorous programs in history, mathematics, and the physical and natural sciences. The curriculum also provides instruction in personal finance. Students can develop superior communication skills via intensive writing and public speaking courses. Another feature of my curriculum is that it provides students the opportunity to create and run their own internet-based businesses. The government and history sections of the curriculum emphasizes Austrian economics, libertarian political theory, and the history of liberty. However, unlike government schools, my curriculum never puts ideological indoctrination ahead of education. Interactive forums allow students to learn from each other outside of a formal setting. The curriculum's emphasis on self-directed learning and student interaction makes it ideal for parents who need to work from home but still want to homeschool their children. I encourage parents looking at alternatives to government schools to go to ronpaulcurriculum.com for more information about my homeschooling program. Thanks for listening.